Welcome back. This is an advanced edits lesson in Ableton Live 12, and we're building something very specific, that Raga system call and response riff bounce inside a modern rolling drum and bass drop. The core idea is simple, but the execution is where it gets spicy. One riff is your call. It's the statement, the command, the thing that feels intentional and repeatable. The other riff is the response. It answers with a different tone, pitch, timing, or texture. And that little conversation is what keeps a rolling drop feeling alive without having to cram in extra sounds. And the big rule for today, we're going to treat riffs like drum edits. Timing is everything. Clean low end is everything. And committing to audio at the right moment is everything. All right, let's set the project up. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to think in 174 because it's the sweet spot for a lot of rollers and jungle-leaning DNB. If you like, add a subtle shuffle groove from the groove pool, something like a mild swing 16 groove, and keep the amount modest. Think 8 to 18%, not drunk, just alive. Let the drums be the main swing reference. The riffs should feel like they're responding to the drums, not dragging them around. Now, drop some locators so you can think like an arranger while you edit. Intro, build, drop, second section. Even if you're only looping two bars, those markers keep you in a finish the tune mindset, not a tweak forever mindset. Next, choose your Raga system source. You want something with attitude. A vocal shot like hey, come again, selecta. A dub siren. A reggae organ stab. Even a synth stab that feels like sound system culture. The exact source doesn't matter as much as the personality. If it already sounds like it belongs in a sound clash, you're starting from the right place. Drag the sample into an audio track. For warp mode, if it's a vocal, go Complex Pro. Keep formants gentle at first, maybe 0 to 20. Envelope around 100 is a safe place. If it's more of a stab or siren, try beats mode with transient loop off, or tones if it's more sustained. The goal is to avoid ugly artifacts while keeping it tight. Now consolidate a clean region. Pick the best 1 to 2 bars, then consolidate. You're basically creating a working asset that's easy to slice and easy to resample, and gain stage it right now, before you get excited with saturation. Aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB going into your processing. That gives you headroom to make it aggressive later without it turning into crunchy noise by accident. Now we build the call. This is the quickest DNB edits workflow. Slice to a drum rack. Right-click that consolidated clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients if it's a vocal or an expressive phrase. If it's super consistent, you can slice by eighth notes, but transients usually gives you more editor control. Make sure warp slices is on. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now you can program your call like it's a drum pattern. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Here's a classic set of placements that works in rolling DNB. Put a hit on the downbeat, 1-1. Then another hit around 1-2-2, and a pickup near 1-4-3, pushing into the next bar. When you enter these notes, make the note lengths very short. Tight. You're not trying to play a pad. You're triggering chops. Short notes keep the groove crisp and stop tails from smearing into the snare. Now, quick coaching moment, before you go any further, decide the role of the call. Is it a command? Is it a chant? Is it a stabby horn statement? Pick one identity. The call should be recognizable even when the rest of the drop is chaotic. Cool. Now we create the response. And we're going to do it the grown-up way. Resample and transform. Create a new audio track called Call Resample. Set its input to audio from your call track. Arm it, record 2 to 4 bars while your loop plays. When you've got a take, consolidate the best 1 to 2 bars. This is huge, because now your call exists as audio, and audio is where the boldest edit culture happens. You stop staring at devices and start making decisions. Now duplicate that resampled clip a couple of times. Each duplicate becomes a different response voice. Response variation 1, pitch and formant vibe. On the audio clip, transpose it down 2 semitones or down 5 semitones for weight. If it's a vocal, stay on Complex Pro and adjust formants for a character. Push formants up a bit for that cartoon ragabite, or pull them down slightly for a darker answer. The point is contrast. The response should sound like a different person talking back, not the same person repeating themselves. Response variation 2, reverse plus a reverb throw. Duplicate the clip, reverse it, and then put reverb after it. Medium decay, maybe 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. A little pre-delay, 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient immediately. High pass the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Keep the wet level controlled. maybe 15 to 30% if it's inserted. And if you love what it's doing, resample it again. Printing reverb throws is underrated. It forces you to commit, and it also lets you chop that reverb tail surgically as an audio edit. Response Variation 3. Filtered rhythmic gate. Add auto filter, pick a character mode like MS2 or PRD, and set the frequency somewhere in the midrange, like 600 Hz up to 2.5K. Automate it later. Add resonance, but don't go full whistle unless that's the point. Then add gate after it. Set the threshold so it chops clearly. Start around minus 25 dB and adjust by ear. Floor to minus infinity if you want hard cuts. Quick returns so it closes fast. If you're advanced, you can sidechain the gate from a muted 8-note pulse, so the response becomes a rhythmic texture lock to your grid. But even without sidechain tricks, the gate plus filter combo gives you that system riff stuttering in the mids energy. Now we arrange call and response so they talk. This is the real lesson, the guiding concept. The call lands on strong grid points. The response lives in the gaps, especially after the snare, where there's space for an answer. Try a two-bar layout. Bar 1, keep your call on 1-1, 1-2-2. 1-4-3. Bar 2, bring in the response mostly after the snare space. Put response hits around 2-2-3, 2-3-3, and a pickup around 2-4-2. Listen to what's happening. The call feels like a statement. The response feels like commentary. That interplay is the bounce. Now for the micro timing that makes it feel like a sound system, not like a spreadsheet. On the response track, use track delay. Set it to plus 8 milliseconds to lay it back. That's the cheat code. It creates a pocket without messing up your MIDI or your drum grid. Important coach note, pick one timing reference and stick to it. If you're using track delay, don't also slam a groove template on the same response track unless you intentionally want messy wobble. Most pro bounce is one deliberate offset, not five subtle offsets fighting each other. Next, let's make it hit like a modern drop without destroying the low end. On both call and response, build a tight stock device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass aggressively enough to protect your sub and kick. Somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz, steep slope. If the riff gets harsh, dip 2.5 to 4.5K. If it needs air, a gentle shelf around 7 to 10K. But be careful. A bright response is great until it starts sounding like sandpaper over your brakes. Add saturator. Analog clip mode, 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. This is about density and forwardness, not just loudness. Then drum bus, lightly. Yes, even on riffs. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and keep boom off, because you already high-passed. If you want the stab to speak, a tiny transient push can help, but don't turn your riff into a snare. Then utility for stereo discipline. Think of width as a conversation cue. Keep the call more centered, maybe 70 to 100% width. Make the response wider, maybe 110 to 140. That instantly makes the listener perceive two roles without you adding more notes. Now group the call and response into a group called Riff Bus. On that bus, put glue compressor. 2 to 1 ratio, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This isn't smashing. It's gluing the conversation together. Optionally, add an auto filter on the bus for subtle global motion. Tiny automation over 8 bars can make the riff feel performed. Now we go into edit culture territory. Micro edits and repeats. Put beat repeat on the response track, or put it on a return if you want to blend it in. Set interval to 1 bar or 2 bars, grid to 1/8 or 1/16, variations around 10 to 20%. Gate 30 to 60 and chance 10 to 25. Keep mix modest, like 10 to 30%. Here's the move. Automate chance and mix up only at phrase ends. Last half bar of every 4 or 8 bars. That's where it feels like an engineer is touching the desk and the system is reacting. If beat repeat is on all the time, it stops feeling special and starts sounding like you're hiding weak writing behind glitches. Also, keep these repeats mostly in the mids. If your riff chain still has low junk, beat repeat will smear it everywhere, and your bassline will hate you for it. Now let's add the dub engineer energy. Sends and throws. Create two return tracks. Return is dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass somewhere around 4 to 8K. A little modulation if you want movement, but subtle. Optionally add a saturator after the echo for that warm overload. Just 1 to 3 dB drive. Return bead is space. Reverb, with decay maybe 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 ms, and high pass it hard. 400 to 800 Hz. Since it's a return, leave it fully wet. Now the classic automation move. At the end of every 4 or 8 bars, take one response hit and send it hard into the echo or reverb. That single throw is a signature ragga move. It's like the system speaks, then the room answers. Quick warning while we're here. Watch your snare space. The snare transient is your full stop. If the response overlaps the snare, don't compress harder. Shorten the tail. Fade it. Gate it. The snare needs to breathe. Let's talk common mistakes, so you can avoid the classic time wasters. First, overcrowding the snare space. If your response lands on the snare, your whole drop loses punch. Second, too much low end in the riffs. High pass is not optional in this style if you want a clean sub.